Belinda and Penguin Random House present this unabridged recording of
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Ugly Truth by Jeff Kinney, read by Dan Russell. September. Thursday. It's been almost 2.5 weeks since me and my ex-best friend, Rowley Jefferson, had our big fight. To be honest with you, I thought he would have come crawling back to me by now, but for some reason, that hasn't happened. I'm actually starting to get a little concerned, because school starts back up in a few days, and if we're gonna get this friendship back on track, something needs to happen quick. If me and Rowley really are through, that would stink, because the two of us had a pretty good thing going. He used to pull me to school on my skateboard. Can I take a rest break? It's only like 3 more blocks. Now that our friendship is history, I'm in the market for a new best friend. The problem is, I invested all my time in Rowley, and I don't have anyone lined up to take his place. The two best options I have at this point are Christopher Brownfield and Tyson Sanders. But each of those guys has his own issues. I hung out with Christopher for the last few weeks of the summer, mostly because he's a really excellent mosquito magnet. But Christopher is more of a summertime friend than a school year friend. Tyson is nice enough, and we like the same video games. But he pulls his pants all the way down when he uses the urinal, and I don't know if I can ever get past that. The only other kid my age who's not paired up with someone is Fregley. But I ruled him out as best friend material a long time ago. Here's Fregley.
I'll bet I can fit your whole foot in my mouth.
Anyway, I'm still keeping the door open a crack for Rowley, just in case. But if he wants to save this friendship, he'd better do something fast. Because with the way things stand, he's not going to come out looking very good in my autobiography. I can just say it. Craig Heffley, A Life. Chapter 8, Childhood. I used to live near this kid. I think his name was Rupert, or Roger, or something. With my luck, though, I'll go on to be rich and famous, and Rowley will still find a way to ride my coattails. He'd write a book like, I Used to Be Friends with Craig Heffley, by Rowley Jefferson.